Welcome back to the Federal Drive with Tom Tenen and Amy Morris on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. It is 7:30.
And now your Federal News Radio cybersecurity update, mornings at 30 minutes past the hour, brought to you by HP. The push for better cybersecurity in government could also mean big money for contractors, but finding those dollars and meeting agency requirements, that's a challenge. Last week, thought leaders, federal executives, and firms vying for government business all gathered together in Tyson's Corner, Virginia, to work on those challenges. It was the Cybersecurity Contracting and R&D Opportunity Summit, and Cybersecurity Seminar CEO Tom Billington hosted the conference, and he joins us now in studio to discuss the future of this emerging market. Good morning, Mr. Billington. Thanks for being with us.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you for having me, Tom.
So that's a big question on everybody's mind, especially contractors. We know cybersecurity as a topic is big and important, but where is the spending from the federal government? What did you find are the main avenues of dollars for cybersecurity?
That's a great question, and I'd break it down into four different areas, Tom. First is the unclassified area, which in government, which is represents about $7 billion. As you mentioned in your article last week, and as David Bodenheimer was quoted in the Washington Post piece, if you drill down further into that $7 billion figure and you look at federal cybersecurity R&D spending alone, you have about $371 million. The second area of spending is the classified area, which we think is equal or greater to than the unclassified. The third area, obviously, is the private sector spending. And 85% of the nation's critical infrastructure is owned or operated by the private sector. And the smart grid obviously came out last week as a major growth area. And the fourth area is international. So you really have to look at both the government and private sector and the public partnerships, which is a major theme of the conference.
Let's talk a bit about research and development. That's a huge component to cybersecurity. Give us some insight about R&D and where that stands.
Sure. On the R&D side, there's a tremendous amount of dynamism going on. There are three areas that are came about as a theme through the conference, and which will be elaborated on actually this Wednesday in Berkeley. Those three are tailored trustworthy spaces, moving target, and cyber economic incentives. And just as one example, Amy, the Department of Navy CIO spoke at the opening keynote, and he mentioned that what he would really like to see would be a cyber investment model, which is a model that helps him decide how to best spend his cyber dollars. So there's a tremendous amount of dynamism in the 371 million area. Not surprisingly, DARPA represents the largest amount, and the Department of Defense obviously overall represents about 62% of overall cybersecurity spending in the government. So this is largely defense driven, which makes total sense with the U.S. Cyber Command also falling under its wing.
We're speaking with Cybersecurity Seminar CEO Tom Billington. And of that $14 billion, roughly, in expenditure from the intelligence side and the agencies that we can see the budgets for, is that a products market or a services market? Or how does that break down?
I'd say it's both. The products market, obviously, is increasingly important. The major theme, though, that I heard for that's important, I think, for your listeners, is the speakers, and this ranged from Congressman Langevin to Chris Painter, who's the Senior Director for Cybersecurity, is they recommended not leading with cybersecurity as your lead. Lead with the business need and the need of the agency and of the CIO or the program manager that you approach. And that's extremely important. So you can, while the initial reaction might be to lead with a cybersecurity product, they emphasize over and over, lead with what the need is, and then fit the product and solution towards that.
So in other words, cybersecurity is not a thing necessarily, but a state that you want to achieve so that you can do everything else you really want to do.
Exactly.
I want to take a step back and talk about that state or that philosophy of cybersecurity, if you will. Sort of an overview of this. There is this school of thought that we are way overblowing the issue of cybersecurity and that the need is not nearly as desperate as one might think. There's a lot of money out there to be made. There's a lot of money out there to spend. Talk us off that ledge. Should our hair be on fire? Should we be throwing a lot of money at this issue? Should we be a little more prudent in how we handle it? Give me your thoughts on that.
Right, that's a good question. And I, of course, I've been, as Tom and Amy have been, through various cycles in the business, Homeland Security, the dot-com bubble and the like. It is, though, a major issue that's going to be with us throughout our lifetime. Over 100 cyber attacks currently occur per second. Over $1 trillion has been reportedly lost. The vulnerability of the critical cyber infrastructure can't be overstated. I mean, just as one example, while the overall GDP is $14 trillion, in New York, just two banks move over $7 trillion in transactions every day.
So when you talk about cybersecurity, are you speaking specifically about things like banks, our money, our personal identities, or are you talking about everything from cash in hand to something like the power grid or utilities, the whole gamut?
This issue does cut across multiple areas. It cuts across finance, it cuts across healthcare, across energy and the smart grid. Obviously, it's a huge issue for the defense intelligence sector. I'd say it's driven, obviously, the president has made it a central feature for his new administration. That's certainly driving a lot of this. But the aim of my business, Amy, is not to feed the hype, but it's really to dispel the myths. And the speakers that I was able to attract last week, I think, did a lot to help dispel the myth.
And just a final question I wanted to ask you, too. There seems to be a burgeoning discussion going on who is responsible for what roles and responsibilities when it comes to the private sector, with the understanding that a big cyber disaster in the private sector would certainly be an issue for the government. You know, if 20 million people
right.
lost their power, or the internet for one of the big carriers was interrupted. So what's your sense of where that conversation is headed? Who does what with respect to the private sector when the threats to it could become a public issue?
Right. Great question. There is an increasing recognition in the government that public policy is not keeping up with the cybersecurity risks. As you all know and have reported, there are some 20 bills before Congress related to the cyber issue, and there are some 40 bills related to the cyber workforce and issue, which came about as a major theme. The public-private partnerships is a key way that we hope that the speakers hope to address these issues, and three areas in particular where the public-private partnerships are important is the banking finance area, the oil and gas area, and the energy where we're actually will be having a follow-up seminar on June 24th just on the smart grid, because that's so critically important, and we'll be over $4 billion market by 2013.